It's time now for the Gargano and Martinez Midday Show with Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez. It starts now.
Good morning, everybody. Happy, 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 happy game day across the Delaware Valley. This is the Midday Show. Jason Martinez, Anthony Gargano. We're live at Nick's Roast Beef on Cottman Avenue, and it is game day. And you know what, Jason? You know what I want to do today? I actually just want to be excited today. I want to look forward to a football game. I want to believe in, or suspend disbelief and root for the Eagles to win a game and set it up for next Sunday in Dallas, where the playoffs will be on the line.
You know, that's kind of odd, because I'm kind of with you. I want to just kind of go into the game tonight and look at it as a singular event. I don't want to go, well, they're not going to do anything in the playoffs or any of that stuff. I want to look at, I just want to get juiced up for Monday Night Football. Remember all those years back with Randall and the Eagles were struggling? They never had a 100-yard rusher in a game. They had Anthony Tony. Yeah. And it was all those years, and there was no Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
And it was a sign that you ain't good enough to be prime time on the national game. Tonight's Monday Night Football. You can say what you want about Monday Night Football, but it's a big deal because it's the Eagles and the Redskins, and it's the only game in town. It's the only game in the country, and I want to look at it because I want to prolong a season. So I'm pumped up for tonight. I don't like not having the Eagles on Sunday until Monday. Because now we got game day. Tomorrow we react. I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm very, very. I'm actually really excited. I think it's going to be a fun atmosphere down there. Mm-hmm. I think people are kind of jonesing for it. And look, tonight's the night where you're still alive.
Yeah,
you're. This sounds crazy, but with some teams losing yesterday, including Carolina, mm-hmm. the Vikings. You're actually still alive in the wild card.
That's the crazy. This NFL is crazy, isn't it?
It is. I mean, last night the Steelers are in control. They're up big at halftime. Chargers come all the way back and win the game.
23 second half points to win the game, right?
Yeah.
You got to be kidding me. You got all these ties around the league that have happened this year. You know, teams like Minnesota with a
Packers lose, McCarthy out.
It's crazy. And, you know, you tend to go, well, baseball, it's 162. It'll play itself out. The NFL is only 16, but you got to wait there, too, because it's going to play itself out. And if the Eagles can get a win tonight, and then all of a sudden, boom, tie for the division next week with a win in Dallas, then you kind of control your own destiny. So, hey, I'll take it. I'll take it, man. I know it doesn't feel like a Super Bowl year, but who gives a damn? I'll take it because I count down the days to football and I'm pumped up for tonight.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what it's about. I mean, it's one of these things where they got a shot, man. Mm-hmm. They got a shot. They do. And again, all it is for the playoffs and keep your playoff hopes alive. And to play against Dallas.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, say what you want. Like, all I really want out of this season is for it to go as long as it can mattering, right? Like, so I think, like, you hope, you know, you win tonight, it matters next Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
You win next Sunday, you got a good shot at winning the division and making the playoffs.
Yep.
And you beat the Cowboys. And it's like Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you're right. And then you still have the, you know, the game coming up with the Rams and Houston and the other Washington game. But you're right. It all means more and it lasts longer.
And that's all I want right now. That's all I'm looking for.
But let's just extend it and see where it goes. Look, there's two teams in the NFC that scare the daylights out of me. And one of them got beat on Thursday night. When you look at the fact that the Saints lost to the Dallas Cowboys and only scored 10 points. And now the Rams, they do scare me. And there's some teams in the AFC that scare me, but, I mean, look at the NFC. The Chicago Bears, they lost to the Giants. You know what I mean? They're leading that division. The Carolina Panthers aren't very good. So, I don't want to say anything can happen, because you can any given Sunday, but let's see what happens over the next couple of weeks. I stay relevant in the meantime.
Yeah, I also want to see Carson. I need to see Carson come out, and I need this offense to play well. I need to see Carson have a big day.
Yeah, to me, that's what I look at, too, because it's Monday Night Football. The shiny lights are there, and all of a sudden I go, all right, this is a lot of games are, it's a Doug game or a Schwartz game, the referendum, as you call it. Tonight, to me, is a Carson game.
Yeah.
It's prime time. This is Carson. He's a prime time player. I want to see a prime time performance.
Yeah, he hasn't really looked real terrific So I need to see him look a little bit like he like last year a little bit. But it's a huge day. It's a great sports day because there's some other teams involved. The Sixers win last night.
What else is new?
And they're playing great ball. Jimmy Butler, he's the closer.
Fourth quarter,
Ben,
man.
Ben was outrageous yesterday. Ben was awesome last night against Memphis. It was a great weekend. They just keep winning and sets it up for Wednesday night. Sixers and Raptors. I can't wait for that game. And the Phillies are in the news.
Wow.
And this is a monster, according to Bob Nightingale, who's going to join us a little bit later on. He's a friend of the show, USA Today. The Mariners and the Phillies have agreed in principle. It's going to trade Gene Segura to the Phillies. Now, he's a really good veteran shortstop. He hit over 300 last year.
Last 3 years.
Yeah, but coming off last year, yep. Seattle, he's a veteran, 28 years old. He's got a good stick. And they're going to trade him for J.P. Crawford. Now, there's some talk that Santana could be involved if the Phillies pay enough of his salary. And the Phillies could also get back some pitching help. Now, Seattle's in this fire sale deal. They just did a deal with the Mets where they got rid of Robbie Cano. They traded Diaz, their closer, had 52 saves last year. So they're looking to clean house. So there'd be no better deal than to get rid of Crawford, who will never be able to hit, and Santana, who's been an albatross the minute he got here.
Well, and he's blocking a recent first base. And Segura, the thing is, too, very palatable contract, $14 million. He's under contract till 2022 before he's got an option. As I mentioned, he's hit over 300 the last 3 years. He's in his prime. He's 28 years old. He's in his prime. Like, you don't have to wait on Segura.
Well, the beauty of it, too, the contract is palatable, and you control him.
Yep.
So it would be a great trade. I would love that deal. I don't like J.P. Crawford. It's a shame because when you play that position and you're a young Phillies prospect, just like Mike Schmidt, they all compare him to Mike Schmidt. They're going to compare this one to Jimmy Rollins.
Yeah.
Every prospect that comes through here that's young is going to get the comparison to Jimmy. He's nowhere near Jimmy.
Well, here's the thing, though. You know, you look at it and you see the names Machado and Harper and Corbin was in last week, right? And the Phillies name is attached to every one of these guys. They're back to that level of grabbing the best players available in Major League Baseball to take a step forward again. It's the beginning of something this time. And this is actually real. You know what I mean? You know, you don't think that's more attractive for Machado to come here and play in the infield alongside Segura? Or same thing with Bryce Harper. Now, this team's in on everybody. I mean, they grab Corbin, the left-hander. And now you got Harper in the outfield. You move Reese to first base. You got Segura at short. And Machado at third?
It's going to be
outrageous.
It's going to be a good summer.
And you get rid of Santana all in the same motion?
Yeah, you know how much I hate Santana.
Oh,
I've hated him.
Albatross contract.
The minute he got here, I thought it was a stupid signing. And it was for all the wrong reasons. He's pitches. He didn't fit. You're going to move your best player?
Yeah.
Come on. Anyway, lots and lots of stuff. It's a big sports day today, culminating with Monday Night Football.
Well, I have a question for you. I want you to think about an answer and give me the answer on the other side. Because Philadelphia sports, how we feel, changes. It's a day-to-day proposition, isn't it? And today's one of those days where you go, I feel pretty damn good today. You know what I mean?
Yes.
If the Phillies land and this deal comes to fruition with Segura and they end up with Harper, Machado, or God willing, both, and Corbin, or whatever happens, we know that they're on the way back to being a major player in the big leagues. And then you look at, obviously, the 8-2 the Sixers are with Jimmy Butler, right?
Yeah, man.
He's a killer. How about he buys Thanksgiving, he buys everybody a nice gift on the team. Everybody in the office, everybody got gifts, right? And you hear all this rhetoric about him being a bad teammate. I mean, hell, the Flyers beat the Penguins on the road. I mean, and you got Monday Night Football tonight, a division rival. Sports is a day-to-day proposition. Today's a great day. It's a great day to lift your head off that pillow and be alive. 610-632-0975. That is the number to get in.
Had to slip the Flyers in there.
Well, they got to win. It's rare. You know what I mean? if you're going to get everything right, you got to get it right. Football Monday is brought to you by Recovery Centers of America. Call today at 1-800-RECOVERY or visit 1-800-RECOVERY.com/radio. What do you, Mikey, miss all of a sudden?
Right? I couldn't let it. All this stuff's going on. You go, the Flyers. You're like, wow.
Well, I mean, geez, it's rare. Yeah, you got to celebrate it.
I'm still upset with them.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about that off the air.
From the USA Today, covers baseball. He's an old buddy of mine. He does a great, great job, man. He gets every scoop. He's on to talk a little winter meetings with us. Bob Nightingale. What do you say, brother?
Doing great. How about yourself, Anthony?
We're doing real well. And the Phillies, so you were the first to have this deal, the Segura trade for J.P. Crawford. And we believe Santana now is in the deal. The Phillies are going to pay the salary, most of the salary.
Yeah, definitely. Santana is definitely in it to load his salary. And there's a few other people involved, too. Or maybe one prospect, but at least a major league reliever. I don't know whether it's Swarzak or not, but some relievers coming from Seattle as well to Philadelphia. So it looks like it'll be at least, you know, at least a five-player trade.
Wow. What's going on with the Mariners? Why did they decide to just have this fire sale? Because they did the deal with the Mets. They sent Robbie Cano and the kid Diaz with 52 saves for him.
Yeah, and so they're stripping down. They don't think they can win, so they're demolishing it. You know, it's like lighting your house on fire. It's go left for those guys trying to sell season tickets next year. I think it's going to be a joke. It's
hey,
like
Bob,
the Marlins of the Northwest.
We're talking with Bob Nightingale on the Comcast Business. Bob, you know, this trade, is this setting the stage with the acquisition of Gene Segura and as you mentioned, you know, Santana getting out of here and that $35 million he's owed over the next 2 years? Is this setting the stage for a big splash via free agency with either a Machado, Harper, or both?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it was set anyway, but this actually just kind of helps do it. So, yeah, they're deeply involved in Machado and Harper, and Corbin. You know, if it's not Corbin, I think they'll get one more starter to come in there. You know, maybe a Dallas Keuchel or something like that. I think Harper's still the number one on their wish list. You know, particularly about getting Segura now. Now you got a shortstop. So I think the priority, you know, if it wasn't Harper already, I think it shifts more to Harper.
Yeah, I'm with you. But the Machado thing keeps coming back up. Is he okay at third? I know he'd rather play short, but would he be cool at third, you think?
Yeah, I think he'd move to third.
I think he's better at third anyway, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah, much better at third. I mean, he and Nolan Arenado are the two best defensive third basemen in the game. You know, his preference is the Yankees. We'll see. That push, you know, if it's close, he'll go to the Yankees. But, you know, the Phillies may say, you know what? We're going to give you a you know, at least a 10-year deal, and I'm not sure the Yankees will do that.
We're talking with Bob Nightingale on the Comcast Business Hotline from USA Today, covers Major League Baseball. Bob, you know, the thing with the hot stove talk and everything kind of going on, is there kind of a timeline when we're going to start to see some of these big dominoes fall and, you know, start to sign contracts? When can we expect that? Because it's not like in the NFL where the day free agency opens, boom, guys are signing left and right.
No, it's not. But, you know, the things are moving a whole lot quicker than they were a year ago. So, you know, the trade market is really active. And so once the trade market slows down a little bit, then I think you'll see the, you know, the big guys go. You know, there's no reason why Harper and Machado won't both sign in December. Who knows, maybe even at the winter meetings, you know, considering that's Harper's hometown, and they can make a big splash there.
Yeah, and he's, it's funny when you look at what's going on and how they can just come out and fire away. I'm looking at this whole John Middleton as such a difference maker. I know he gave you the quote about spending money, but he's able to move Santana is such a big deal because he was such an anchor on this team. You took away your Breece Hoskins, who your best player, his best position, which was first base. So that's how valuable John Middleton is to this Phillies equation.
Yeah. I mean, it's all like, hey, money doesn't matter. He wants to win. You know, buys you back at George Steinbrenner. or even this summer, you know, people talk to Dave Dombrowski of the Red Sox, saying, oh, Dave, you know, now you're making these moves. You might be the highest leisure tax threshold. He said, who cares? I want to win a World Series. I don't care about paying taxes. And I think John Milton is taking the same approach. Say, you know what, it's just money. He's not, you know,
yeah,
we're not raising the ticket prices, you know, sky high to pay for it. We want to win. And people come to see a winner.
What do you hear about that kid Kikuchi, who's the Japanese stud, he's the next foreign player to come over? And I guess teams can have the bidding process today. It starts with him?
Yeah, I think tomorrow, actually, you do your posting and try to get the guy. I heard he's a, okay, you know, like a, okay, a number three or number four starter. You know, some people think he'd been in the bullpen. So he's not, you know, he's not Ohtani or one of these studs. So all just right, a solid guy, but not the guy people make him up to be.
I just keep seeing anywhere that we can buy guys, I'm looking to buy.
You got an owner with a lot of money.
It's the greatest Christmas shopping ever.
Corbin, you know, Corbin's the best guy out there. Keuchel's a nice pitcher, more of a finesse type pitcher. You know, Corbin, you know, he was a the real deal. He was like a number two type starter. I don't you know if you call him an ace, but certainly a durable guy. He's already had his Tommy John surgery. And he's from Syracuse, New York, so he loves the Northeast. So I think he's the guy, you know, number one on their wish list.
Well, he's the Indians are looking to package players too, right?
Well, you know, they're such a weak division. The way they figure it is that they can trade away one starter and still win it, you know, because the division is so god-awful. So they're talking about trading Kluber. I think the guy they really want to trade is Trevor Bauer.
I'm thinking Kluber, he's not a lefty, but geez, I mean, Corey Kluber's a hell of a pitcher.
Yeah, he's in the Cy Young race every year.
Yeah.
That would take a ton of prospects. I don't know if Philadelphia, after collecting all the prospects, wants to load their farm system just for Corey Kluber. I don't see that.
Yeah, I feel you. Hey, Bobby,
it just takes money to buy a pitcher.
and you're right. I mean, you go in, you get Patrick Corbin, you're set. Are they still looking? I can't believe the money that what's his name from Boston, the closer, he's looking at.
Yeah, he might as well ask for it, right? And he's been very, very durable. Wants a 6-year deal. I don't think he's going to get that. If you're on our teams and he wants a 6-year deal and the Red Sox aren't even thinking about it, makes you wonder. The Red Sox know this guy better than anybody. And they saw kind of, what he went through last year. There weren't a whole lot of 1-2-3 innings.
No. Kimbrel, again, like you said, he's a solid closer. But I don't know why they just don't make Sir Anthony the closer and be done with it. He's got the stuff for it.
Yeah, they may do that. Or just get someone cheaper. I mean, there's enough guys, out there. So I don't see anyone paying enough. The Kimmel money. I mean, he's from Atlanta. He would love to go to Atlanta. Atlanta's not even thinking about something like that.
Yeah, you got to wonder if Gabe's even going to use a conventional closer.
Yeah.
That's the other part.
Great stuff, Bobby. Keep up the great work, brother.
All right, my pleasure. Thank you, guys. Take care.
John in Allentown on the Fanatic. What's up, John?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
All right, John Schulman here from Allentown. I just would like to go back on the time where you said Eagles, they got to go long field, and stop with the run game. They got to establish the run game, get a good run game, I feel like, in order to have a balanced offense, Run game hasn't been
Listen to me.
Interrupt you.
The game itself has changed. You saw that, right?
I understand that, but I'm saying you got to take some shots with the run game to open it up a little. Never give up on the run game. I understand take some shots.
I think you go the other way, John.
Never give up on the run game.
Dude, I don't understand. You say you watch the game, right? You see how it's different? The basic tenet of running the football, I would agree with you 10 years ago. It's a different game now. And, by the way, you don't have the backs to do it. Come on.
T-Will, quick. You got to get on and off quick here, buddy. What's up?
Who's the manager down there? Where you guys at? Nick's Rose Beef, right?
Yes.
Topman Avenue, brother.
Yeah, yeah. Who's manager right now?
I don't know, man. We're done. What do you need?
Ask him if he's going to have the Sixers Raptors on, because I'm with Cuz. Get excited!
Yeah, that's on. It's on here.
Get excited!
Wednesday night.
They will definitely have Sixers Raptors on.
Maybe what they should do, T. Will, is turn the game off tonight. We can rerun that Sixers Raptors game from earlier in the season and instead of the Monday Night Football game night. Would that be a good idea?
That'd be a fantastic idea. Get us all pumped up for Wednesday night against the Raptors.
Yeah, I mean, Sixers lost that game, but you know, might as well. Listen, then after that, you can play the Celtic game too.
Yeah, listen, you took a poll a couple days ago. 85% of the people said that the team's going to make the playoffs. So what are you all upping you up for? Why are you over there whining?
No. See, I'm just upset because people are calling in today going, I'm not going to get all pumped up for the game tonight because if they lose, I don't want to be sad.
Well, you're going to be sad regardless because we're not going to win the Super Bowl this year.
No, I'm not going to be sad because they don't win the Super Bowl, because I'm smart enough to understand that expectations change. I want to see Carson Wentz get in a freaking playoff game. That's what I want. All right? Do I expect them to go through the playoffs and beat the Rams and the Saints? No. Not everything ends in sadness. I'll be sad when the season's over just because football's over. And I'm going, geez, now I got to wait. I got to get the stupid Team Minus Zero app going again. Wait until the draft and free agency and mandatory mini camp and training camp.
Put the countdown app on?
Yeah, that's what I do. I'm like obsessed with it. Like right now, I don't have anything in it but Christmas.
What, the countdown app?
Yeah.
What about spring training, baby? Pitchers and catchers.
I don't want to wish away football season.
Well, I just thought you wanted more stuff in there to count.
Yeah,
down to.
Well, I'll get to that when football's over for sure. But I'm not ready to go there yet. I'm just not there mentally. Breaking news.
Real quick, Ken Rosenthal, Gene Segura has waived his no-trade clause going from the Mariners to the Phillies. So it's official.
There we go.
Gene Segura. Bye-bye, JP.
See you later. So Santana's a part of the deal, and
nothing official yet, but it is Segura. Segura's definitely going to the Phillies, but nothing official in terms of the deal.
Okay. All right, well.
Fake Jimmy will be gone.
That's great news. That's great news. It is the rebuild ant is underway.
No, it's over.
Well, I mean, now they're going to start to add the actual pieces, which is great news. All right, stay tuned. Mikey Miss is up next at 2, and our handoff is brought to you by Philadelphia Hand to Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more information, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. Quick score, Anthony, before we get out of here from Nick's Roast Beef.
20, Eagles 27, Skins 16.
All right, I'm going to go Eagles 31, Redskins 13. 31-13, and everybody, enjoy your football tonight. Have a great night. Mikey Miss is coming up next. We'll be back tomorrow to break it all down. We'll talk Eagles, Redskins, and we'll talk a little Sixers, Raptors tomorrow as well. Stay tuned. Mikey Miss is coming up next. Have a good day, everybody. 97.5 The Fanatic.